It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. Welcome to episode 96 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the Alameda Unified School District Board of Education reaches a tentative agreement with the teachers' union and deals with a full slate of topics, new leaders for the Hornets and for the Hornet. From Berkeley to Alameda, a pilgrimage for peace. Whether it's the seed of an idea or actual seeds, the library has you covered. The annual Peeps Diorama Contest is back. The Rotary Club Lobster Dinner is a hit. And hibernation is over. Time to lace them up for racing season. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story: in negotiations that have been ongoing since October, the Alameda Education Association has been noting the difficulties of living on a teacher's salary, especially in light of AUSD being the second lowest paying district in the Bay Area. On Wednesday, the two sides reached a tentative agreement. Among the components of the agreement, a 7% raise and an increase in AUSD's contribution to health benefits. The next step is for AEA members and then the AUSD Board of Education to vote on ratifying the new agreement. Then, the ratified contract must be approved by the Alameda County Office of Education. This is a developing story. We'll have full coverage at alamedapost.com. On Tuesday the 26th, the AUSD Board of Education meeting featured a full agenda. Let's take a look at some of the topics discussed beyond the union negotiations. Board member Ryan Lalonde addressed the many emails the board has been receiving about the new grading for equity policy. This is a change from the old 0 to 100 scale many of us are familiar with. The new scale bottoms out at 50, with a grade of F ranging from 50 to 59. D's range 60 to 69, and so on up to 90 to 100 for an A. While it may seem like a recipe for grade inflation, it actually serves the purpose of taking away the overemphasis on one blown assignment. Example, in the old system, a 22, 81, and 96 would average to a D grade at 66. Equity grading assigns a minimum 50 to the F, bringing the new average to a C grade of 76. AUSD has published an explainer on their website, and it is worth the read. Other topics included changes to the special education system, an update on the move to full-day kindergarten, as we reported in episode 82 in December. Tim Irwin, superintendent of human resources, presented a declaration of need for fully qualified educators, noting that AUSD may have an insufficient number of fully credentialed teachers next year and may need to employ people under an emergency permit process. For a complete look at the topics covered in the meeting, as well as a link to the equity grading explainer, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. At its special public meeting on March 21st, AUSD Board of Education approved hiring Angela Barrett as the new principal of Alameda High School. Barrett will take the place of Robert Itheburn, who is retiring after leading the school for 10 years. Barrett currently serves as the assistant principal at Piedmont Middle School. Prior to that, she worked as assistant principal for NEA's grade 6 through 12 program in Alameda and vice principal at Envision Academy High School in Oakland. Barrett received BAs in English Literature and Creative Writing from Cal State San Bernardino. She holds two master's degrees, one in education from Cal State East Bay and one in educational leadership from Mills College, where she also received her administrative credential. She had this to say about joining AHS, quote, "It is an honor to join Alameda High School. I am a dedicated leader who is committed to actively listening to students, families, and staff as we continue to create an equitable, high-quality educational experience for all students." End quote. Get to know the new head Hornet at alamedapost.com/news. From the Hornets to the Hornet, leadership changes continue. The USS Hornet Sea, Air, and Space Museum Board of Trustees announced the appointment of Laura Fees as its new executive director, effective Thursday the 28th. Fees brings a wealth of experience to the Hornet Museum, having been the chief operations officer from July of 22 through this January, and most recently serving as the interim CEO. Ms. Fees certainly knows her way around the ship, having joined the Hornet in August of 2010 as a docent and eventually working in or managing every area of museum operations. For more about Ms. Fees, see alamedapost.com/news. On Saturday, March 23rd, as many as 2,000 people walked 22 miles from Berkeley to Alameda, the distance from Gaza City to the Rafah Crossing refugee camp, as part of a global initiative of solidarity pilgrimages calling for a sustained ceasefire in Gaza. The day-long event began at 7 a.m. in Berkeley's Cesar Chavez Park and ended at Maya Lin School here in Alameda. Similar pilgrimages took place in 173 cities in 19 countries, calling for four basic demands: an enduring and sustained ceasefire, immediate food, water, aid, fuel, and humanitarian assistance, a release of all hostages held by both Hamas and the Israeli prison system, and an end of occupation. Organized by the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity, the day included scheduled stops for prayer, liturgy, and ritual at St. Columba Catholic Church in Oakland, Buddhist Church of Oakland, First Congregational Church of Oakland, Lake Merritt United Methodist Church in Oakland, and Buena Vista UMC here in Alameda. These stops also provided participants the opportunity to only take part in the portions of the walk as they saw fit, although a dedicated core group did make the entire 22-mile trek. For interviews and commentary from the participants, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. If you spend any time at all walking around Alameda, you will definitely encounter multiple little free libraries. If you pay close attention, you might notice that some of those libraries contain something other than books, namely seeds. That's right, seeds. With spring here, now is the time to think about planting some vegetables, herbs, and maybe even some flowers. Thanks to Alameda Backyard Growers, there are 5 little seed libraries in town. 305 Santa Clara, 1125 Morton, 1827 St. Charles, 2829 San Jose, and 16 Cove Road on Bay Farm Island. Additionally, the main branch of the Alameda Free Library has a substantial seed collection as well as a tool lending library that can help you at planting time. If you're new to gardening, the Backyard Growers and the library both offer in-depth help. All they ask is that you only take the seeds you intend to plant. The planting calendar for March and April reveals that good plants to grow from seed at this time of year: beets, beans, carrots, collards, lettuce, onions, peas, potatoes, radishes, and Swiss chard, among others. To get started and to see all the available resources, check out Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/features. Staying with the library for a moment, the annual Peeps Diorama Contest is back. To participate, design and construct a diorama featuring Peeps marshmallows as the characters and submit your masterpiece. Dioramas should be the size of a shoebox and based on any family-friendly book, movie, television show, or other theme. Use recycled materials, magazines, paint, pipe cleaners, craft supplies to create your Peepsterpiece. There should be at least one peep in your diorama, but of course, the more the merrier. Details on how you can vie for the People's Choice Award are at alamedapost.com/features. Entries are due by April 15th. Saturday, March 15th was the annual Rotary Club Lobster Dinner. Once again, a huge success, raising over $11,000, all of which will go to local nonprofits here in Alameda as part of the Rotary's grant program. That program awarded a total of $20,000 last year. Alameda Rotary's next community fundraiser, Dine and Donate Dinner on Thursday, April 25th at East Ocean Seafood. Now that winter is behind us, time to hit the road with your feet. Alameda racing season is here. It all gets underway with the Hospital Foundation's Spring 5K and 10K event, a fundraiser for Alameda Hospital Foundation. There's the 4th of July parade run, the Island Running Festival in August, and in December, the winter run to benefit Midway Shelter of Alameda. For course details and registration links, see alamedapost.com/features. Spring also brings baseball. Opening day was officially this Thursday, although the Dodgers and Padres did play 2 games that counted in South Korea earlier in the month. As I did last year on the postcast, I'll be reporting on Alameda's own Brian Wu, once again a starting pitcher for the Seattle Mariners. Although his season has been delayed a bit, he's on the 15-day injured list for inflammation in his right elbow. Looking forward to seeing Brian back in action soon. Last week, I mentioned Dennis Evanosky's history article, Onbaugh and Chipman Enjoyed the Fruits of Their Labor, a companion piece to our walking history tour about the original town of Alameda. Dennis is back this week with part 2 of that article. Find that article at alamedapost.com/history. Last week's tour was rained out. This week's tour is sold out, so make your plans for our next tour, South Shore and Bay Farm Island, coming up in April. Get your tickets now at alamedapost.com/tours. I do like to mention Alameda's hidden gems. Usually it's food, but today it's about cars. Need a little help mounting a front license plate holder to a vehicle? Got that help from Alex at Diamond Auto Sales on Park. One of the best parts about Alameda is that the business community truly is part of the community. Thanks again. AlamedaPost.com/events for a guide to what's going on in Alameda. Encinal High finishes up Mean Girls the Musical Friday and Saturday. Find Gene Kahane's review at AlamedaPost.com/features. Altarena Playhouse begins their run of Rodgers and Hart's classic Pal Joey tonight, Friday, runs through April 28th. Get ready to get back in the water and save a few dollars at the Alameda Marina Swap Meet Saturday from 10 until 3. Farmers Market, as always, Saturday from 9 until 1. More events at alamedapost.com/events. Thank you for your support of local news for Alameda. To give a tax-deductible donation, head to alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. You'll also find us on Microsoft's MSN, and don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler, back next Friday with episode 97 of the Alameda Postcast.